Welcome to my podcast, everyone. I am your host, Geliana Akin. I identify as an intuitive and specialize in reading people's soul contracts, as well as practice various healing modalities, specifically focusing on the heart. In each episode, we're going to go deep into spiritual topics with a focus on my favorite thing to talk about, which is your soul contract. So take a deep breath, get centered, and let's go on a journey together. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Geliana, and today we are talking about a very hot topic. We're talking about soulmates, karmic relationships, and twin flames, a very, very juicy topic. And if you are listening to this podcast, you have experienced at least one of these, if not more. And why do I say that? Well, because I know that we all have many, many soulmates. Okay, so let's just sort of dive in and start talking about soulmates. When a soul is initially created, it gets placed in a pod, let's just call it that, a pod of other souls who are created in a similar way. And these souls, this becomes your soul family. You actually spend eternity with these souls. And so as you go through different lifetimes, these souls play different roles for you. So some, in one lifetime, one of the souls could be your mother, in another lifetime could be your child, could be your lover. It plays out in all the different ways. And so again, according to Journey of the Souls, a book written by Michael Newton, he speaks of these pods being maybe between 8 to 15 souls. There could be some exceptions, but essentially these are your immediate souls. Like, these are your soulmates. So it's very possible that in any given incarnation, you're going to encounter multiple soulmates. In fact, it's not just that it's possible, it's probable and most likely is the case. So the question then becomes, how do I recognize my soulmates? Who are they? Are they romantic soulmates? Are they friendships? So, like, let's break this down. So a lot of our soulmates that we do encounter in life are not meant to be romantic, right? Your best friend could be a soulmate. The neighbor down the street could be a soulmate. Your teacher in third grade could be a soulmate, you know, turned into more of a guide for you throughout this life, I mean. So we encounter our soulmates and our soul family as we go through life. I mean, does that mean that each one of them plays a significant role in our life? Absolutely not. Or maybe they do for a short period of time, but not through your entire life. Like, I'll give you an example. This is actually quite fascinating to me, but the last week or so before I go to bed, I've been setting the intention for, you know, my guides, my team to show me who some of my soul family is that I've met in this life and maybe haven't realized. And it's been fascinating because I distinctly remember having dreams with these two, and these are two separate dreams, by the way, with these two women that I've met in my life, and I don't interact with very much these days, but one of them is a gal I met in grade school, in third grade, and to be honest, we weren't even close friends, and we're not close as adults. But when I saw her in my dream and I was like, wow, that's interesting. I remember having this thought to myself that when I would look in her eyes, oftentimes I would see something familiar that I couldn't quite place, right? And mind you, we weren't close friends. So I didn't really know what to do with it. And as a child, you know, I didn't overthink it. And actually that brings up another interesting point, because how do we recognize soulmates? Well, that's actually one of the biggest giveaways, is that when you look at them, you see something very familiar, even if you can't put your finger on it. And oftentimes it's just this warm feeling of home, right? Which we'll talk about more as we get into the romantic relationships there. But that's one of the ways to recognize a soulmate. Now, this other woman that I had a dream about, I actually, gosh, I met her when I was in high school, and she was a little bit older than me. I was an intern at this advertising agency, and she called to ask if we had any job offerings, and I happened to be the one to answer the phone. And ever since then, I mean, she ended up actually getting a job at the advertising agency when we didn't have any job openings, but she got hired, and her and I became friends. And it was interesting because she was at such a different phase and place in her life. She was older. I was just a high school kid, but we've stayed in touch through life. And I've always had this immense love for her, and I couldn't tell you why. Right. So, and I'm a loving person, so I didn't really like overly question it. But when I saw her in my dream, after asking to be shown some of my soul family that I met here, I was like, wow, you don't say. Like, this is why I've always felt so connected to her. And like I said, back then, you know, she played a lot more of a significant role in my life than at this point. So these are examples of soul family that we encounter, but we don't necessarily, you know, always continue on in life with them. Now, having said that, my life is, you know, nowhere near over, you know, thank you, God. I hope you're listening, you know? And so these people may actually come back into my life at some point in ways that I can't even envision at the moment. So that is just one example of soul family and interactions. Your soul family could be your biological parents, but honestly, I often find that our biological parents are not our soul family. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that again. I don't think it's common that our bio parents are our soul family. I think biological parents, and okay, and this is different because some people, you know, they're born to these amazing parents and they have this amazing connection with them. But a lot of times we're born to parents that are not very good to us. And oftentimes like they just feel so different, right? Like it's just, they're just so different than us. And it's almost like, how was I born to these people? It's because you're fundamentally different on a soul level, right? They're not your soul family, but you do have these contracts with them, which we talked about in the previous episode when we talked about soul contracts. So when you're born to parents that are not your part of your soul family, these are usually souls that you've done past lives with and have had encounters with, and you have things to work out with, but they're not your soul family. And you could have a karmic relationship with one of these souls, but they're not a karmic soulmate. Okay, so I'm going to talk about this more just in a minute when we get to the actual karmic connections here. So one of the things I want to talk about is it possible to meet one of your soulmates, like a best friend soulmate, and let's say it's, you know, maybe the opposite gender, and you end up marrying them? Or, you know, if you're into the same gender, again, maybe they're meant to be a best friend soulmate, but you end up having a romantic relationship. Is that a possibility? And I believe the answer is yes. I have a very strong feeling that there are a lot of people out there who end up marrying their best friend. In fact, you hear this often. People say, I married my best friend. And in some cases, they're saying my soulmate is my best friend. But other times, you're literally marrying your best friend. That's not the person you're supposed to have this romantic relationship with. So that is a possibility if you meet one of your soul people, right? Because you have this instant connection. You know, a soulmate always feels like a best friend. They're warm, they're fuzzy, they're here to support you, right? And these are the soulmates that are here to support us. And I said always, and most of the time, because every so often we will meet a karmic soulmate. And now's probably a good time to go into that, to clarify, because what is a karmic soulmate? So let's talk about karmic connection, soulmates, relationships, all of that. Okay, so we're switching gears from the friend, family, soulmate group. So the karmic connections, these are going to be some of the most challenging, the most painful relationships in anybody's lifetime. When you meet these people that you have a karmic connection with, it's like two magnets drawn to each other. There is often chemistry. There's always an unspoken bond. And if this is a karmic soulmate, you literally feel like home. You feel like you've known them forever because you've probably done a lot of past lives with them. It is just this instant, like, right? Like the just this connection. And even if it feels good for a little bit, oftentimes it goes sideways pretty quickly. And then you just feel like you are going insane because you almost become obsessive with this person, or say obsessed with this person. You know, you end up doing things that you, that are out of your integrity that you otherwise maybe wouldn't do, right? This is where affairs might come in. This is where lying, cheating, just stepping into the shadow parts of yourself might come in. These could all be possibilities with a karmic connection, with a karmic relationship, because these people, they're just putting such a light on all your shadows. And so everything is coming up to the surface, to the surface. And the biggest challenge with these is that you've got to sort of stop yourself and say, what is going on here? And it's not just about walking away from this person, but it's about actually understanding what they're triggering in you to clear that cycle. Because remember, what is karma? We're bringing in karma from past lives to fix it. Your karma is your greatest gift. This is your chance to right your wrong. So you're coming in to right the wrong. You meet the karmic partner and you've got to do the right thing. Now, the question is, okay, well, what's the right thing? This is where it's different for everybody. You know, so with my karmic soulmate, he was triggering a lot of the inability of me to stand up for myself, to speak up, to say what I needed to say my truth. He made me feel extremely insignificant. It was almost this cycle of abuse from past lives that I actually saw, which was insane. You know, one night laying next to him, I literally start seeing our past lives and just feeling this horrible feeling of how badly he has mistreated me in all the past lives. And in this lifetime, it hadn't gotten to that point yet. We were still in the honeymoon phase. And it was a pretty sickening, awful feeling, you know, holding this man in my arms and feeling and seeing what he's done to me in past lives. And so a big part of what I had to learn how to do here was to walk away and heal this cycle of mistreatment, abuse, the ability to speak up, to say what I needed to say. But this is where I say this is actually very different for every single person. You know, for some of you, they might be triggering your self-worth, right? So you've got to look at that. So walking away is half the battle. If you can walk away and heal what's actually transpiring between you, that's when you clear the karmic cycle. Now, the difference between a karmic connection and a karmic soulmate, okay, because that's also two different things. And I've had the joy of experiencing both. A karmic connection is typically not a soulmate, but somebody that you've done past lives with. And again, you've got something to clear, to heal out of. That's a karmic connection. They're usually also pretty intense, but not to the point of a soulmate, because the intensity of a karmic soulmate connection is almost unmatched in many ways. So that's the difference. And if any of you are wondering, how do you know the difference? I don't know how you would feel it. I'm going to tell you how I felt it. With my karmic connection, when I was with him, I felt an extreme pull towards him. It was such a magnet. I literally couldn't walk away, or at least I felt like I couldn't. But when I was laying next to him, he did not feel like a soulmate. I don't know how else to describe it, you know, because so when I was with my ex-husband and I was with him for 17 years, and even though he was not my primary soulmate, he is one of my soulmates, but not my primary soulmate. Laying next to him, I felt the depth of our connection. Like I felt it at the core of my being. There was no doubt in my mind he was a soulmate. Now, of course, at that point in life, I didn't realize we all had multiple soulmates, but I knew he was a soulmate. And when I looked in his eyes, again, it felt like home. Like I knew him pretty much from the moment I met him when I was 17. There was this immense connection. With my karmic soulmate, same feeling. You know, and I met him also in grade school. I mean, you know, things didn't transpire between us until we were adults, but and laying next to him, again, felt the depth of the connection, felt and saw the past lives, just knew this was a soulmate. Where with the other ones, it wasn't like that. There may have been an intensity, but I could feel it wasn't a soulmate connection. So my suggestion to you is, you know, honestly, the soul always knows. And I think oftentimes, because the soul knows, we know, but we don't listen to that intuition or we don't listen to that voice. And in fact, with my karmic soulmate, I always knew he was only meant to be a friend. Like I felt that, not felt, but just knew, there was always this knowing. And I kept saying this to him is, you know, you and I were not, this is not meant to be a long-term relationship. Like this is not really what we're even supposed to be about. We're supposed to be friends for each other. Of course, I couldn't resist the romantic aspect of that relationship, and it all blew up in my face, as oftentimes karmic relationships do. You know, and people ask me often, well, if we clear the karmic cycle, me with my karmic soulmate or karmic connection, is there a possibility of being with them in this lifetime? And my answer is, why would you want to? This is not your divine soulmate. You know, and these karmic connections, they're tough. I mean, even if you clear the karma between you, it doesn't mean that you're going to get along better. I mean, you might, but this is not the person for you. Could you choose to stay with them? Of course, you're a human and we have free will. Does that mean that you might miss meeting your divine soulmate? 100%. So listen to that again if you missed it. If you choose to stay with your karmic connection or karmic soulmate, there is a great opportunity for you to miss your actual divine soulmate. Okay, so this is a really great time for me to transition and talk about the divine soulmate. This is the one that we are all yearning for. This is our primary soulmate, the one that we're meant to have that beautiful romantic relationship with, the one that's going to love and support and empower. This connection is ordained by Source, by the Creator, by God. That is the soulmate that most of us think of or want when we talk about soulmates and when we talk about twin flames. So I think there's confusion, right? And that's why I'm breaking it down for all of you, because a lot of this comes down to semantics, and I believe there's a lot of confusion. Okay, so again, let's just sort of recap where we are. We all have multiple soulmates. They can show up as our soul family. Not every single soulmate is going to be romantic. Could we have romantic relationships with our soulmates? Yes. But sometimes we have romantic relationships with soulmates that are just meant to be friends. The divine soulmate, that's the one that we're meant to be with. That's the union that God, the Creator, the universe wants for us. Karmic connections could be karmic relationships with other souls, or they could be could be a soulmate you're having a karmic relationship and experience with. So, all right. So just to recap, and this, all of this leads us to the definition of a twin flame, a twin soul. What does all of this mean? So I'm going to tell you from my personal research and my personal understanding, twin flames are actually extremely rare. A twin flame or a twin soul is said to be the same soul, okay, one soul that's literally split into, and it doesn't have to be two, it actually could be multiple lives, but because the soul is so big and so powerful, but essentially the soul can choose to reincarnate into multiple lives at once. So there could be two of your soul, you know, two pieces of your soul experiencing human life at the same time. And that doesn't mean that you are meant to ever even meet, have any sort of relationship with, especially a romantic relationship, because that is literally the exact mirror of you trying to just have a human experience. This is not your divine soulmate. Okay, so let me, I'm just want to be clear about that. This is not your divine soulmate. Now, why do some people talk about twin flame relationships being so beautiful and so intense? Because there is a reason for this. Every so often, twin flames are meant to come together because they're doing something like huge here on Earth, like a big project or like something big and great and vast that's meant to make a huge impact. And it's almost like you need, you know, two of you working on the same project. Again, that still doesn't mean that that could be, that needs to be a romantic relationship, but it could be. When twin flames come together and it's a romantic relationship and it works well for them, that's because both of them are spiritually very evolved. Otherwise, if you meet your twin flame, it is going to be brutal because let's face it, most of us have not worked through our crap to the point of having enlightenment. And if you haven't worked through your crap, guess what the twin flame is going to do? Blow it all up. So, like I said, first off, I think most, like when people say, I think I met my twin flame, I think they're actually referring to a karmic relationship and they're confusing it because both are extremely intense. Twin flames are very, very rare. Like I keep having these visions of this woman living in Texas. I think she's in Texas. I don't know because it's like she's somewhere on a farm. It feels like Texas to me, but maybe it's not. Blonde woman, you know, wearing cowboy sort of getup. And I've had visions of her multiple times and it feels like a part of me. I have no idea who she is, you know, but that could be a twin flame of mine or a twin soul, essentially, that I may or may never meet in this lifetime. So that's, again, that's a bit of an explanation of what the twin flame is. But your twin flame, regardless of whether you have a good relationship with it or not, is not your soulmate. And I think that's the big distinction because, again, what do we all want? Essentially, we want to attract the divine soulmate. Personally, I can tell you that I was married to one of my soulmates. I was with him for 17 years and we're going to probably go much more in depth into that relationship in a future episode. But he was not my divine soulmate. However, because he is one of my best friend soulmates, we did have this beautiful relationship until it wasn't beautiful, you know, but 17 years, it, you know, is almost a lifetime. And I've done quite a few lifetimes with this soulmate in particular. I've met my karmic soulmate. That was one of the most, I don't know if that was a devastating, I mean, it was a devastating relationship. I don't know if it was, you know, but I can tell you he was sort of the bookend, like to push me into this ultimate spiritual journey of healing and really pushed me into where I am today and gave me the experience and the knowledge to understand majority of my clients, because so many of the women that come to me are experiencing a karmic relationship and I'm able to speak to them about it. You know, oftentimes these women I mean, they literally feel like they're going insane. You might be one of those. Or, you know, if you're a man listening to this, you might be having a similar experience. I just happen to, majority of my clients happen to be women, but they'll go searching for them in their dreams. You know, in the dreams, they might even get rejected. And I mean, I get it to such a nitty-gritty, you know, perspective because I lived through it. So I understand how devastating a karmic soul connection can be. I've also experienced a karmic connection that was not a soulmate. Again, I'm going to go deeper into every single one of these stories, but all of these things are very real and they do exist. And more than anything, I just want to, you know, let people know that if you're going through this, you're not alone. I mean, these relationships are tough and they're meant to be tough, but I promise you there's some sort of meaning or lesson for each one of them. I have not experienced a twin flame. Like I said, I have these visions of this woman in Texas, but I have not met her and I have not met my divine soulmate yet. You know, so stick with me on this journey and maybe you'll get to be around when I finally do meet the divine soulmate. And that'll be a beautiful thing to share, but I have not yet. And I do believe that oftentimes we don't actually meet the divine soulmate until later in life. So I'm not in any hurry. And I do believe it's coming. All right. So hopefully this episode gave you a little bit more insight into the confusion of all of these soulmates and the entanglements you could have with these soulmates. So again, if you would like to get in touch with me, I've got all my links everywhere. My website is yoursoulscontract.com. I'm able to look at your soul contract next to anybody else's as long as you have their full name. And if you have any questions, leave me a comment. I will do my best to get to all of them. And thank you so much for tuning in. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this episode as fascinating as I did. And if you're interested in hearing more content like this, make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. If you would like to get in touch with me, my website is yoursoulscontract.com. Souls has an S at the end of it. So again, yoursoulscontract.com. And of course, you can find me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I am Soul Contracts Practitioner. It has been a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you even deeper.